But what do you remember? I mean, do you even have any memories of your dad playing for the Chiefs, or have you just seen the video?
I have memories, but, you know, like I said, I was quite young, so a lot of the memories mostly comes from, you know, film and being able to watch. And, like, when I was in Colorado, I did a camp before, you know, and I had a lot of people come up and speak to me. And, you know, just the way they said that they idolized my father, that was, I mean, to me, that was amazing, because they have no idea really who he is. But for them to just be a diehard fan like that, that showed me a lot.
So what did it mean for you to be invited out here and, you know, your dad's old stomping grounds, you know,
man,
to be in this camp?
Like I told him, it's a surreal experience. I don't think, like I said, no matter what, I think I would have came here regardless, at least try it out, because this is where I would love to be, a Chief.
In what ways do you feel like that you can step up and maybe help this team for you make the roster and continue the tradition that your dad helped to carry?
Yeah, the key thing, like you said, make the roster. But, you know, just come out here, work hard, give everything I got. And, you know, my father playing here to me, you know, that's very important. So I have to definitely come out here and work hard and just try to display some talent and show them that I can help contribute.
Would you have been able to block him?
I mean, I would try. Whoever line up, I'm going to try to block him regardless. I mean, he definitely is a different breed, but I would have tried my hardest. Yes, sir.
You got the Arrowhead tattoo there on the back of your neck.
Oh, yeah. See, I've been had this quite a while. Like I said, I take pride in being from Kansas City. So, you know, being able to even put this uniform on, to me, is a surreal experience, and I appreciate it.
You were a guy, you bounced around, what, 3 high schools here.
Yes, sir.
A couple colleges. Did that help your career or hurt it all? Or what
I think, you know, the high school situation, you know, I had some family issues that kind of unfortunately led to those moves. And the college, you know, you do things sometimes. You kind of sit back and think, you know, maybe father did this differently. But, you know, I try to live with no regrets. And just, like I said, I got this opportunity. So hopefully I took advantage of it.
So you're here right now. Did you have invites to other places? And was this always going to be?
You know, it was kind of, we're talking about this. But they sent out the invite. So I accepted that immediately.
Was it Grandview, Olathe East, Blue Springs Sound?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So how do you feel you did this weekend?
I feel like I displayed my talents. Of course, learning the offense in 3 days is kind of difficult. But, you know, just basically understanding the concepts and going out there, you know, one thing that you can't coach is effort. So you give your full effort on it. I feel like, you know, and I feel like I did that on every play.
What was it like working with Coach Bieniemy?
Oh, that's good. That coach right there, man, like I said, I think I learned a lot from him, just the way he approaches every day. He comes out here. He's very, very professional. He's on you hard. He doesn't take anything less than hard work. And if you're not out there working hard, he's going to get on you. You go know about it. So, and I feel like that helped me a lot.
Do you feel that matches sort of what you bring?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because, you know, you want, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. You know, some players, maybe it might affect them a little bit. But for me, when they're on you like that, you know what he's bringing to the game. And if he's going to come out here and compete and be ready and stay on you like that all day, you got to match his energy. If not, excel past it.
There are a number of Kansas City kids back here in camp. You probably know some of them. I mean, is it for KC kids coming back for a Chiefs camp? Is it max effort? Is it? I mean, is this all you got? Is it maybe a little something more for the Kansas City high school kids?
I think it has to be. You know, like we said, this is our stomping ground. We're from here. I think it'll mean a lot more, you know, to play here. I mean, playing in NFL period is a privilege, you know. But like being here in Kansas City, I don't think there's nothing better than that at all. Period.